Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us. Our small business spotlight today shines on Whitfield's Lawn and Garden. It's a family-owned lawn and landscaping company here in Des Moines. And why is Randy Whitfield here? Well, I reached out to my friend, Pastor Bobby Young, and asked him to start sending some business people our way. And Randy Whitfield is the first in line. So how about that? Welcome to the News Hour, Randy. Good to have you here.
Nice to be here, Michael.
So this is a family business. How long have you guys been working things out?
Well, we founded in 2002. I am the owner and founder of Whitfield's Lawn and Garden Specialist. Locally owned and operated right here in Des Moines.
Right.
Family owned, as you said, me and my sons and my daughter and my wife.
You do it.
We do the thing.
Yeah. And why did you start this business?
Well, after a lot of starts and finishes on jobs that were actually going nowhere for me, I decided to branch out on my own and take a chance at doing something that I really love.
Mm.
And I'm an outdoors person, and I've always loved being in the outside. And it just seemed natural. I started mowing grass, and then the landscape developed, and then I went back and got a few classes, and I got a little education in the landscape industry, and I became knowledgeable, and the more knowledgeable I became in the green industry,
sure,
the more I desired to make this my life's work.
And you know, for being in the business as long as you've been in the business, I mean, there's a lot of changes that have happened in the lawn and landscape area. For example, let me offer up a couple that I'm aware of. One is the move towards more organic utilization of lawn and garden equipment. You know, trying to stay more ecologically friendly, I think. People are mindful about those things. Has that ever come up in your work?
Very much so. We're ourselves. We try to stay more natural with the works that we do. Of course, there's machinery. You have to have
sure.
a certain amount of machinery. But in the grow industry itself, we try to implement a chemical-free environment.
Mm.
We don't promote the use of harmful chemicals to the environment. You know, there's a necessary need for a certain amount of chemicals, but you have to make that imprint as minimal as possible.
You know, and that's the old thing on the farm used to be, if 1 pound of nitrogen's good, 5 pounds got to be better, you know? And so, but that's not necessarily the case.
It is the exact opposite.
Right.
The exact opposite. For any do-it-yourselfers, I recommend if you do garden and you use chemicals, follow the directions as strictly as you can to the label on the packaging.
That's right. Yeah, that would be right. Of the things that you do at Whitfield's Lawn and Landscape, what do you enjoy the most?
Customer relations.
Really? Yeah?
I love my people.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any enemies that I know of. If I do, they don't like, you know, someone that doesn't like me. I love everyone. So my meeting the people and building a relationship with them to grow, it helps me to grow in the business. And I think that along with giving them something that's going to last them a lifetime. A landscape properly installed will last you a lifetime of memories. I myself have planted trees for my grandchildren. And my wife says I have too many trees. I have 14 fruit trees in my yard, and I live in the city. So
so it can be done.
Yes, it can be done.
We are going to have, you know, it's a pleasure to have you here. And I hope Pastor Young keeps sending me folks that he knows. And we're going to continue these small business spotlights. And this week it's with Randy Whitfield from Whitfield's Lawn and Landscape. And we will have your website and everything on the podcast so people can get a hold of you. What do you want folks to know the most about what it is you do?
Well, the main thing is we want people to know, to realize that get back out into your yard. Mm. Get, when you come home from work, there's nothing better than relaxing out in your yard. And if your yard is full of thistles and weeds, you don't want to be out there. Beautification of your yard, it gives you a added bonus to your home. It increases the value of your home, and it gives you a comfort zone.
It gives you
a comfort zone. You can go out on your patio, your deck, and you can look out and you can say, hey, this is nice. This is living.
I can understand that. Randy Whitfield, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have you come over to the house and take care of my creeping Charlie. How's that?
I've been fighting with Charlie for a long time.
I bet you have. All right. We got to scoot on out of here. When we come back, we're going to be visiting with Ginger Johnson. Ginger is going to be on our newsmaker line all the way from the West Coast, and we're going to be talking about women enjoying beer. Yeah. That's next on the Business News Hour. Plastics, and now we're adding nuclear waste to a long list of irreversible actions.